The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Daily Pop. We have so much to talk about today, so let's get right to the big headline of the day. Britney Spears will not perform again as long as her father controls her career. According to the AP, Britney's attorney dropped that bombshell in court yesterday during her ongoing battle with her dad over her conservatorship. Her attorney also claims Britney is afraid of her father, Jamie. Now, Jamie has been Britney's conservator since 2007, and the pop star has been on a musical hiatus since 2019. Do you think she'll ever perform again?
By the way, it sounds like Britney and Meghan Markle are talking because this is very strategic.
Oh.
Britney just put her big D on the table because she knows, and the people behind her who support her knows, that money talks. If Britney doesn't perform, money is not made. If money is not made, no one gets paid. And Britney knows if she gets all those lawyers, those managers, and all those PR people on her side during this fight.
Yeah.
She's got a case.
You know, remember whenever she stopped her residency because her father was sick and she wanted to be there for him? My little brain is ticky-tacking here now and thinking, I wonder if she was more like, you know what? This is my chance to take a break and to put my foot down while I can. So do you think that this has been like kind of a ploy the whole time? Like, as you said, money talks. And she's really, really trying to say, get me out of this conservatorship, and I don't want my father to be near it at all, and that the relationship really is as bad as everybody thinks it is.
I mean, I feel like we just talked about this a few days ago, and I really tried to make it as simple as possible, just because I feel like I'm trying to, like, grasp, because we get so much information all the time about what's going on, and I feel like I'm on one side of stuff, and then more stuff comes out. I feel like, if anything, right now, Britney and her father, or whatever's going on, her mother needs to get in between the two of them, and we need to kind of really understand what's going on with Britney. Like, what is going on with her to the point that someone else needs to handle her financial decisions and take care of her estate?
The same thing that's been going on with her since she's like 13.
There's been a shift in Britney. Britney's been working since she was that young, but there hasn't always been this side of Britney. There's some sort of, and I'm not a doctor, but there's some mental shift. She's dealing with something that's causing people to say, we're controlling you now because we don't feel like you.
100%.
Right. 100%. So I think if they're open with that and they kind of give the world, listen, this is what Britney goes through every day. This is what happens if she does not have somebody as a conservator. If she's not taking this medication, this is what transpires.
But it sounds like Britney is not saying, I don't want a conservator. Britney's saying, I just don't want him to be the conservator.
Right.
This is too much for me. And I think sometimes I'm half and half. I'm like, it's working. Let's keep it going. You're on the slow and steady path. You're doing your damn thing. But obviously, this woman thinks that she can have a better life with somebody else in that chair. So let's give her a 5-year period. Let's give her, 24 months to like show that she can keep this on the rails.
Yeah.
And if she can't, it just goes right back to Jamie. That's what I would say if I was a court.
Give them a chance, right? And they said that they were open to hearing this again, but they have not decided to make the change quite yet. So the one thing I also talk about, or I read about, was about her father. Remember, her brother gave that interview a while back and said, she's always had a team of people around for all of her life. We're all like a little scared of like what would happen. It's one of those like they feel kind of damned if they do, damned if they don't, is the way I'm interpreting it. Almost as though they can't see, and they're so scared to change because they think it could be very bad. But at the same time, I think, you know, they love their sister, they love their daughter, and they want to try to let her grow.
I'm sorry. I love this family, and I think it's about, you know, her well-being. I also think it's about the money. Honestly, I think it's about the money. I think they don't want to be let go.
You're
off
probably right.
Yeah. They've all lived off of her for the last 20 years. It's hard to let that purse string go. And a lot of times in Hollywood, the minute you get laid off or you get let go or a change in regime, people realize you weren't really doing shit anyway.
Yeah.
And you were taking 10, 15, 20%. Like,
it's really messy at this point. It's really hard to follow along. And my opinion changes every day about it. It's really tricky. So they need to figure it out.
All right, we'll keep you guys updated on that. Now, there is more drama surrounding the Hillsong Church and celebrity pastor Carl Lentz. The Sun reports that Carl's wife, Laura, has also been let go from her leadership position at the church. Carl, whose followers included some of Hollywood's biggest stars, admitted that he had been unfaithful to his wife. We reached out to both Hillsong and Laura for comment. No word back yet. Now it looks like she lost her job because of her husband. Now that's not confirmed, but if it's true, man, that just isn't fair, right?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I think if you come in as a couple and you package yourself as this power couple and you rise through the ranks of an organization built on that and you're helping other couples go through things like this, it's like if Hall goes down in a sandal, Oates is going with him. So I think it's part of it's
but if she was faithful and committed in that relationship and she was living God's way of living or however they, whatever it is exactly they believe, the moral high ground, or she was doing all of the right things, why is she punished because her husband messed up?
I'm sure that the church also because feels like what Justin said, it's sort of like it's bad for business. You know what I mean? Like, unfortunately, it's not her fault, but she's attached to something that's scandalous at this point. And I also feel like the church probably has flipped it in a way that they feel like you need to take this time with your husband and your family. You need to focus on them. You need to focus on rebuilding your relationship and your marriage with your man. You can't sort of have your attention divided and sort of be one foot in the church and one foot out of the church. Like, you're in this predicament. So it's not fair, but I also can see how it does make sense. I mean, I feel very bad for the woman because that sucks. Your whole life is completely taken away from you, and your income. You know, they're not going to have an income anymore right now. So
for sure. But
brutal. Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's bullcrap. I don't think it's fair that she's losing her job because her husband messed up. I think she could still be a great person. I get what you guys are saying, but it just doesn't feel fair.
Feels icky.
But you know, sure. It's like if I worked my ass off to get to a spot and then my husband brings me down, it's like,
okay, let me tell you. Okay, let's imagine this. Let's say you met Shannon and he kind of was olive complected. And this whole time he told you he was a black man.
Okay.
And you worked for an organization. You and your husband worked for like the NAACP.
Okay.
And all of a sudden it came out that your husband wasn't really black. But you were giving courses about how to be an interracial relationship in the U.S.
Right.
Are they going to keep you on? Do you really know how to be in an interracial relationship in the U.S. and tell other black people how to do it?
I didn't know where we were going with that, but that example.
Wow.
I don't even know. I would not be able to speak on being on an interracial relationship if I was duped into thinking I was in an interracial relationship, but I wasn't actually in an interracial.
We're also talking about. We're also talking about. This is not a normal church.
Right.
This is a church with merch.
Right.
And I think when you have a church with merch, it's based on a lot of appearances. Like, a lot of how they get people in is through other people's experiences and other people's power. He kind of lost his power. She kind of lost hers, too.
I don't know. I just think in America, a lot of times, women feel the shame of their husband's affairs. You know, when an affair happens, I feel like the woman holds on to this shame, and it's so frustrating to me because she didn't do anything wrong. And like, I just don't like that. I feel like you should, not that anybody wants to be like, hey, everybody, my husband cheated on me. Just want everybody to know. Like, you shouldn't be declaring it to the world or anything like that. But at the same time, you shouldn't feel guilty. I mean, you shouldn't feel as though it was like, I mean,
something
of
you
course,
did
a relationship
wrong.
Takes two, but don't hold on to it like you've failed.
Have you read between the lines of this story a little bit?
What do you mean?
I kind of had a few glasses of wine the other night, and I started reading the story on Daily Mail, and I kept on going back over one detail that I couldn't get out of my head.
Which one?
And the detail was that, and if you guys read the story, the detail was that the church and his wife found out at the same time because the messages popped up.
Right.
I have a weird feeling, and this is only a hunch, that she found the messages, went to the church, and was like, look at what he's doing. Look at this. I can't believe this. Went off. And maybe, just maybe, she maybe showed her ass a little bit, got a little hyped, and maybe that's what kind of happened, what led to her getting fired.
Oh,
maybe she went off and
I don't know. The way I read it was that she like found him with other people from the church, happened to be with her, is the way I interpreted it. And that kind of
sucks. And people knew.
I would never want to find out with somebody else. That's something I would want to find out on my own first.
I don't know. That seems a little, you're sitting there with somebody from the church, you're looking through your husband's text messages,
woman,
and all of a sudden they just pop up and someone else from the church sees them. I think that it was more, the drama spilled into the church and it probably should have stayed in the house.
Maybe.
But people in the church already knew before she found out.
I don't know. I just hope that for her sake, this is the only story that's going to come out about him. You know, I hope that she doesn't have to hear like other things or anything like that. Okay, moving on. Coming up, Todd and Savannah Chrisley are talking drug deals, breakups, and just what the heck is going on with their crazy family. But first, Tayshia's bachelorette journey is off to a rough start. Why she may be questioning everything. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Let's get into some bachelorette drama. Tayshia just started her journey on the show, and her biggest fear has already came true. Watch.
I think I fell in love with Claire. And unfortunately, she chose somebody else, and my feelings for her were real. And you deserve someone amazing. You deserve someone who's all in. And unfortunately, I can't do this anymore.
I will say that this is one of my fears that I had coming into this.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, what are they putting in the chicken fingers in La Quinta? Because everybody is just falling in love after 3 weeks.
I know.
Do I need to go stay there?
Claire has to be like, yeah, I told y'all I was special. No big deal. I mean, all these boys in love with me after 2 weeks. But I'm not surprised. I mean, that's hard. You kind of like get all excited about one girl. And especially if you really showed that, you know, and you were really obvious on camera. You also don't want to look like a total phony and then all of a sudden be in love with this Tayshia girl. Like, all the guys that are really into Tayshia, I did watch a little bit last night, are like guys that weren't, like, we didn't really get to even know Claire. So I feel like, I mean, nobody really got to know Claire besides Dale, but for the most part. But if you were, like, open about your feelings about Claire, then it looks like you're kind of like a...
In it for the fame.
In it for the fame, if you're all of a sudden now in it for Tayshia too. So it's probably for his best interest to leave. They'll probably have him on Bachelor in Paradise or something.
I mean, but at the end of the day, these guys were not given a fair shot. I mean, Claire left early. If they stick it out, they wanted a full season to at least try to win over the person that they went on for. So I don't think it's really like a bad thing if they stay for the fame. I mean, first of all, most of these people are going on for the fame. Like, what are we talking about? Like, let's not make this such a serious thing. Like, I do believe people fall in love and make connections, but like, people staying doesn't mean like, oh, bad on them. I think this guy was probably exhausted. He probably felt like there has been so much change and drama and felt like, okay, this was my experience. I'm tapping out now. Like, you know, I can't do this anymore. Do I think he's like madly in love with Claire? Like, I don't know.
I think he was ready to go home.
Like, you know, I agree. Like,
yeah, I think he was ready to go home.
He was
been quarantining
time.
For 2 weeks. Yeah. He'd been on the show for 3 weeks. He's like, I've seen this menu every day for the last like yeah. 90 days. Like, yeah. I'm out, y'all. So the producer was like, okay, you got to tell her that you want to leave, and this is how you're going to do it.
Yeah. Yep. Do you guys think Tayshia's going to be insecure now for the rest of the season? I think she's fine.
She's fine. She's going to find somebody. There's a lot of other men there still. There's a lot of other people for her to get to know.
And she's getting some new energies coming in too.
And I did ask her about this, and we're gonna talk with Tayshia a little bit later in the show. So she's gonna tell us how everything turned out. Okay. Yo. So just stick around for that. Kaylee Cuoco says one of the reasons her marriage works is that her husband Carl Cook does not feel emasculated by her success. But as she told Dax Shepard on his Armchair Expert podcast, that was a major problem with her ex-husband.
I think even with my, you know, I was married previously, but even with with that person, that was a big problem. And I was like, I have to be with someone who really has their own, whether they're famous or not, their own life. And I think what's so cool about Carl and everyone that's gotten to know him, he loves his life and he loves his equestrian world and his, like, he's so cool in that arena. I love what he does so much that I get obsessed with his lifestyle, you know?
Sure.
And I'm the one that's like, this was so cool. You did so good today.
Aww, I love that. Do you think it would be hard to be married to someone as famous and successful as Kaylee?
I think she put it really very well. I mean, I think it's one of those things that, you know, she pointed out, look, if I was going to be with somebody, she's incredibly successful. She's been famous for a very long time. She obviously works very hard. You cannot be in a partnership with somebody who does not have their own passions and their own hobbies. It doesn't necessarily need to translate into value or amount of dollars, but you need to have somebody, as she said, who loves their life. Because if you're somebody that's extremely successful, works really hard, all of the chips are kind of lining up for you, and then you have a partner who's like kind of struggling to get it off the ground and becomes resentful and bitter because things aren't panning out as easily for them, that's a really hard narrative to live in. Extremely, extremely difficult. So I think whether your partner is into pottery or baking or music or whatever it might be, like, you know, if Jordan was not the biggest musician in the entire world tomorrow, it doesn't matter because he still loves music. It's still his passion. He'll always play guitar. He'll always have something to do during the day. Yeah. Whereas even if you're not making money and the woman is the breadwinner, but your husband has something to fulfill his time, I think there's no problem with that.
Yes,
I think
it's when the man. But you gotta make sure to hype your man up. I don't care if his hobby is Sudoku. You better be like, damn, daddy, you killed that Sudoku today. Like,
100%.
You gotta make sure you do that. And don't say, did you make any money from that Sudoku today? Because you know we only have $975 million in the bank and we need more. Like, that's the problem. And I think we have to remember that women, yes, men sometimes get threatened by women's success, but women also emasculate men in the sense that they have a preconceived notion of what they want their man to be. And because their man doesn't meet those satisfactions and those limits and hit those points for them, sometimes they can't let a man just be a man.
Yeah.
And it's like, yes, you are absolutely correct on everything you say. But women also have to remember, you gotta hype your man up a little bit.
Well, what about the roles reverse? I mean, I don't really think that men feel the pressure to hype their women up whenever they do a great job at Sudoku or do something. You know, I feel like it's just like, okay, cool, honey. And then it's notoriously back. I mean, we're going back now with the pressures.
You killed that Sudoku, boo! Look at you, boo! You LeBron of Sudoku.
I just think it goes both ways. Like, you know, it's all about showing appreciation and like giving admiration to your partner no matter what it is that they do. Like if your wife is the stay-at-home wife, you know, and if she works hard to make you a nice dinner, don't come home and say like, really? Spaghetti.
again. All right, great. Mm-mm. You know, it's like, come on, man. Like, if she works really hard on that spaghetti, then you say this spaghetti is
100%. Great. That's a full-time job. I think the only line that gets confusing, it's not even if somebody is as successful. It's if a woman is relying, like you said, Justin, if a woman is relying on her man to also financially chip in and he's coming short of that, that's where things get really, really tricky. I think if he comes to the table and says, like, I'm going to paint every day and not make any money, and that's going to be your role, then that's fine.
What's the guy's name who used to paint on TV, on PBS? What's the guy's name with the afro? But Ross. You are Bob Ross, boo! Look at you! Little Michelangelo up in here.
Well, Bob Ross made some coin with that. Okay.
By the way,
coming up, you guys, broke and totally in debt. Oh, this is fun. We're just talking all about the money. Well, Jason Momoa, I love that we use that clip every time. Yeah. Jason Momoa is getting real about his struggles after Game of Thrones when we come back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Jason Momoa just revealed he was broke and in debt after starring in one of the most popular shows on television. In the December issue of InStyle, out November 20th, Jason says he struggled to pay his bills for several years after being on Game of Thrones. He says, quote, "We were starving after Game of Thrones. I couldn't get work. It's very challenging when you have babies and you're completely in debt." Wow. Mm. I love that he opened up about this because I think there's like, you know, a big misconception that everybody's always so loaded all the time in Hollywood. And it's not true. Not surprised that, you know, he went through this. A little surprised because he is Jason Momoa and he seems so popular, and I'm surprised that he struggled getting work. That part surprised me.
But it's always like that, right? When people just pop up and they're so successful and they become the biggest thing in the world, you're just used to seeing them in that way, in that light. And he's Aquaman and all these things. So you're like, that's Jason Momoa. He's larger than life. He's this huge persona that you don't see the climb. You know, what's that meme on Instagram where there's the iceberg and you literally see, like, there's so much iceberg underwater that you don't see, but then you see just the tip? That...
just a tip.
What I mean? Thank you. So, just a sip. And so, I feel like people don't really realize people's struggles and how hard it is to get there and how long it does take and how much work does go into it. So, I'm not surprised he was broke at that time. He probably had a lot of debt from before that, made some money and, like, spent it on some shit, and now, and then he couldn't get work after.
Well,
like,
think about it. You buy a house, whatever, you think you're making this income, you assume that you're going to keep that income going, and then...
But you didn't ask the producers, how far did your character go?
Right. And then you lose your job and you're like, well, I've already got this house payment now, and now I have to figure out what I'm going to do.
And I have babies.
It also is a mind screw. That's not the word I wanted to say, but it's a mind screw whenever you're on this popular TV show and people know who you are and people just assume that you make this amount of money, and you start thinking to yourself, like, oh my God, should I be making more money? Right. Am I, like, you know, lowballing myself? Because let me tell you something already. Like, I was in debt when I first started working here. I took a pay cut to come and work here, but you look at the opportunity and you say, can this yield something bigger? Does this have more potential to move me more forward? And I think for Jason Momoa, unfortunately, I don't have two kids and a wife and a house in Topanga. Like, I don't have that kind of responsibility. So for me, it was easier. But for a married man who's going through that, it's much harder. I'm still broke.
I understand.
But I'm
understand
happy.
Completely.
Am I? Kinda? I'm totally. Yeah.
Very happy.
Happy is hard. It's hard to be happy.
It's hard, and it's hard in the entertainment industry too, because you just, and that's a lot of actors say, it's like that, you have to be able to ride that fame and ride that wave because it does come and go, and that's where, like, financial planning really comes into play. It's almost like athletes. Like, you need a course if you're going to be an actor to be able to make one movie stretch for 5 years just in case you don't get another gig for whatever reason. You have to be able to learn how to do that.
But nothing about Jason Momoa, and this is not, like, I'm not ragging on him. I think he's beautiful. I think he's gorgeous. I think a lot of men are gorgeous. Uh-huh. But there are some men that just don't scream financial help. Like, you know what I mean? Like something like he, I wouldn't look at him and be like, oh, yeah, that guy has his IRA intact. And yeah. He definitely
you're right.
Is saving for a rainy day. Like, he doesn't seem like that person to me. And I think a lot of times actors as well as athletes get these huge contracts. And my biggest fight with a lot of people, because I have a lot of had cousins who were in the NFL, they don't know what to do with that money. And organizations 100%. And agents aren't saying, hey, look, you're going to take 20% of this and put it in this and 10% of this and put it in this.
You have to hire a whole other person.
Even if
for
you
that.
Hire a business manager, you know, it's not even easy to trust those people. Like, it really is a tricky situation. And most people that come into so much money at once didn't really have that much money before. And it's really hard to manage that.
And you think, oh, you know what? I've always wanted a boat. I deserve that boat. And meanwhile, if you had a financial planner, they'd be like, do not buy the damn boat.
Don't buy the damn boat.
I love a boat.
This is why I get so upset. Why the hell did I need 4 years at PE playing dodgeball when y'all could have been teaching me 101 of finances and what money is about? They need to teach children about money in school.
I agree. But we need dodgeball, too. You need that.
No, we don't need no
education.
Dodgeball.
All right. As a singer, dancer, actress, and all-around boss, Jennifer Lopez does it all. She's been named the People's Icon for the E! People's Choice Awards. And in celebration, we're going to take a look back at her career and where it all started.
I'm a fly girl and in living color, and it's just like, you know, really hip and happening girl, you know, who's got it together.
Nearly three decades later, Jennifer Lopez is kind of
a big deal.
The megastar got her first big break back in 1991 dancing on In Living Color.
I had saw them on TV the first season, which was 3 years ago, and I said to myself, I can do that.
There was just one small problem.
Well, I thought, oh, I've arrived. Little did I know, there was no money in it.
Jennifer then turned her focus to acting. Her portrayal of Selena made a big impression.
A simple girl from the Bronx, it's like, hello.
She became the first Latina actress to be paid $1 million for a film and got all kinds of award buzz.
When I first got the part, I didn't expect it to be so big.
Within 2 years, she dropped her first album on the 6th. And it wasn't long before she was reminding everyone. She starred in countless movies, including classic rom-coms.
Hi.
To crime dramas. And even earned producer cred for her box office hits like Hustlers.
Are you in?
In total, her films have grossed
truck full of money.
Try over $3 billion. She also dropped hit after hit, selling an estimated 70 million records worldwide. By 2012, Jennifer was named the most powerful celebrity in the world by Forbes. She's been on Time's Most Influential list, and she took Vegas by storm, becoming the top residency by a Latin artist.
We're always going to look at this as a very special, special show.
We also can't forget that history-making Super Bowl performance.
So live it up, go!
Not to mention, we pretty much have J-Lo to thank for Google Images. That Versace Grammy gown changed the internet. And ever since, the mom of two has been shutting down red carpet after red carpet.
When you start believing in your own self-worth and what you have to offer, I believe that that shows on the outside.
Oh, she's the best. Okay, so check out J-Lo at the E! People's Choice Awards Sunday night at 9 p.m. right here on E!
So excited.
All right, you guys. Up next, Todd Chrisley calls out his daughter during our interview and tells us how he looks so damn young. Stick around. When it comes to the Chrisleys, not even a bad internet connection can keep them contained.
That is right. I talked to Todd and Savannah about their show and the skincare routine that keeps this man looking like he's 20 years old. You will not believe it. America's first family and the people who got me through the pandemic. Todd and Savannah Chrisley, how are you guys?
We're good.
I was texting Savannah every day watching the reruns, and I was thanking God that you guys were on TV and giving me laughs. Have you heard that from a lot of people?
You know, during this pandemic, we've received, so many people that have reached out to us and said, this show is getting me through the pandemic.
It's a good escape.
It's a good escape. And so that makes me feel good. I mean, I want to make people laugh, but I want to make people feel bad.
And this season, you know, you are making people laugh, and it's kind of filled with everything. There's truffle pigs and neighborhood drug deals. What is going on in the Chrisley household?
I have uncovered the biggest drug deal in Tennessee.
You need to go around and take some pictures, though.
I'm not going over there.
I'm always paranoid about my kids being around anyone with drugs or whatever. And I really thought that based off of some stuff that had happened in our neighborhood, that that was what was going on. And it ended up not being what was going on.
This is coming from the man that's ever been around a drug in his life.
Obviously, Savannah, calling off your wedding was the best move for you and your fiance at the time. How are you coping with that right now?
You know what? We're both doing good. It's, you know, we're both very young and ambitious. We're following our dreams, and we have the rest of our lives to figure it out. Right now, you know, my cosmetic line launches tomorrow, Sassy by Savannah. So for that, I'm so excited.
This girl's a worker.
I wonder where she gets it from. Savannah, that makeup line seems to be a huge hit. Is Todd using your products right now? Because he's looking like a fetus.
You know, I posted a picture a while back, and I think it was the New York Times said, we want to know Todd Chrisley's skin care. People kept saying, what are you using? What are you using? And I don't use that much. I use, what is the stuff that pumps in the bottle?
Cetaphil.
I use Cetaphil in the shower.
Is that what you
shower.
Use?
I use Cetaphil in the shower, and then I use
an LED light sometimes.
I use the LED light that she just bought me.
Yes. Well, and you bought it. I just used your credit card to buy it.
You know, so and here I thought she bought me a gift. So I use that, but I do go for laser about once every 3 months, and that's really all that I do. That's it.
Let's play a little game of Chrisley confessions. Okay. You guys have to answer this as truthfully as possible. Who starts listening to Christmas music the earliest?
Me.
Savannah, what was the last lie you told your dad?
Oh.
About that damn blue light thing you said that you bought me.
I didn't tell him I bought it for him. Technically, I placed the order.
What was the last lie you told Savannah?
I don't lie to Savannah.
Oh, don't even.
Tell me a lie. What have I ever lied to you about? I tell you when you're putting on something that I don't think looks right. If I say that makes you look heavy, you shouldn't wear that.
He's true. He really doesn't lie to me. I don't think I've really called him in a lie.
I don't lie to my children.
I love that. Last one, Todd. What is the one thing you wish Savannah would throw out of her closet?
This sweater that she has on today.
I just want to be a Chrisley in the worst way. And you know what? I am dying to get this party started because Chrisley Knows Best starts again tomorrow on USA. Savannah and Todd, thank you guys so much for joining us. We can't wait to see you back in studio.
Thank you so much, buddy. We love you.
Oh, my God, the sweater she has on today.
He's
ruthless.
He's so funny.
All right, you guys, coming up, Bachelorette Tayshia Adams tells us everything she's looking for in a man and her major celebrity crush. But up next, the Queen's wild workout and why you might not be able to do this one at home. Want to work out like a queen? Well, apparently all you need is a crown. Glamour shared an excerpt from the book Long Live the Queen that says she doesn't do any traditional exercise, and the only weight training she does is wearing her heavy crowns. So the one she wore at her coronation weighed about 5 pounds, and she has her imperial state crown that weighs almost 3 pounds. Just a reminder, she's 94 years old. You really believe she's never worked out
done any kind of traditional exercise. Maybe not now. Large Maybe Jesus. Not at 94, large, but I'm sure when she was young.
Lord Jesus, I have not asked you for anything since I asked for that John Stamos poster in 1996, but I'm asking you, please let me be this rich when I grow up. I want to be so rich that I only work out with diamonds.
Yep. Right? It's a good way to work out.
It is.
I just want to work out with diamonds.
I know. I'll take a crown on my head as a workout all day, any day.
It's a lot, though, 5 pounds on your head to balance that shit, to practice for that. Like, that's not easy. That takes skill.
You're right.
You know?
All right, you guys. 2020 has been a wild year, and we need to get all the joy we can get. So stars like Jesse James Decker and Snooki got a jump on holiday decorating and shared pics of their trees on Instagram. And a Twitter poll, 44% of you said the aha moment you've had while preparing for the holidays is that you'll have more quality family time this year. So true. Mm-hmm. And in partnership with AHA, a flavorful sparkling water has arrived. We're talking about the unexpected holiday trends that will make this year special. First up, deck the halls early. Break out those lights and decorations now and keep them up all the way until spring.
Oh, wow.
Tis always the season for Elf on the Shelf. We are actually going to get our tree out, I think, today the plan.
Good Cute. For you.
I have the energy when I get home today.
I have a little bit of a confession. Uh-huh. I have been burning Christmas candles since July at my home because they make me feel better.
Right.
And I had to go on the black market to find them, but I got them.
I think, you know what? This is the year that you just do what makes you feel good.
100%.
Yep. Agreed.
You know what else it is? It's the year to stuff your face, which brings us to our next unexpected trend, roller skating. It's the hottest workout of the year and a fun way to burn off all those holly jolly calories. So why not get your friends and family new skates?
You know what? I suck at roller skating.
So do I. It's not easy. Let me tell you. It's not an easy skill. It's not.
I need to practice.
I would love some roller skates. I would actually like some rollerblades and like some denim cutoff shorts so I can wear while I rollerblade.
Right down Santa Monica Boulevard?
Yes.
Okay, we'll get those for you. But since traditional get-togethers might not happen this year, a ring light and a phone tripod could also be a good gift. This way, your loved ones can look their best at virtual holiday parties. This is my whole life right now anyway. I feel like I only see people through a ring light and through a tripod.
Oh my gosh, those ring lights have like sold out everywhere this quarantine. People are all obsessed with, you need the right lighting. It really makes a big difference.
Oh, yes, it does. Mm-hmm. Amen.
All right, you guys, up next, is Tayshia happy she gave the Bachelor franchise a third try? What she just told us. And can you guess the celebrity who is carrying this giant roll of bubble wrap? The reveal is after the break. That's a lot.
Those pants look so comfortable, though.
Welcome back. Before the break, we asked you to guess the celebrity carrying this crazy amount of bubble wrap. Any ideas who it could be? It kind of looks like Kaylee Cuoco. Right?
I was going to say that. It's also crazy that I actually knew the answer earlier and do not remember. So I have no idea.
You know what's funny is I think I was told the answer too at one point and I forgot completely as
it's
well.
It's Ariel Winter.
Oh. No.
Oh,
is it?
Ariel Winter.
Yeah, she just
it is.
She's blonde now.
Yes. If you want to call that blonde. Pinkish.
I guess that that outfit looks super cozy and comfy. I want the whole thing. Okay,
that's what I wear every
Tayshia.
Day.
Made her big Bachelorette debut last night, and there was no shortage of drama. I found out from Tayshia herself if she's happy with how everything worked out and what she's looking for in a man.
Yeah.
Hello.
Tayshia.
Surprise.
What are you doing here?
I don't know.
So when you got the call, explain to me, how did that happen? How did that go down? Were you totally shocked?
Of course. I was actually, I was in quarantine, so I was not expecting it. I knew the season had already started, so it was the last phone call I thought I would ever get. But I was in my bed, and I was reading a book. I was eating donuts. I was in my zone, okay? And then I got a phone call, and I was in shock. I was not expecting that.
Claire, will you marry me?
They had told me, things are moving quite quickly here, and we think Claire might have found her person. No, I said, I'm going to have to go think about it for a hot second. I need to call my mom. It's a big decision.
So you could meet your husband.
Oh my gosh.
And you've done Colton season.
Together we got this.
Oh my gosh, I'm freaking out.
You did Bachelor in Paradise, which you had a love for a while on that show. What made you want to give this franchise a third shot?
Well, I feel like what I've taken away from my previous experiences is just really leaning into it. You never know what's going to happen and people surprise you. I knew I was ready and I was ready to start dating and looking for my person. So like, why not? And this is like the best way to do it, especially because the way the world right now too, I mean, it's quarantine. I was stuck by myself, so it helps.
Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
What are you looking for in a man, Tayshia?
Aside from someone that makes me laugh and is spontaneous and fun, I like someone that is a family man, someone that is ambitious, challenges me, but is, I like successful, someone that's God-fearing, but someone that has just a lot to offer and is looking for a partner and to build an empire with.
Just a hypothetical, if you could have had a celebrity in that dish, that pool of men, if you will, what celebrity would you wish could have been in there?
Well, the celebrity I would want is unavailable, but that would probably be Matthew McConaughey. Other than that, maybe like some Liam Hemsworth.
Do you fall in love as fast as Claire did?
Wouldn't that be something? Could you imagine? I don't know. You'll have to just wait and see.
Are you happy?
I am happy. And I grew a lot, so I'm happy.
She didn't meet a man.
What? She didn't get a man? Oh.
I grew a lot is what she said.
I grew a lot. Oh, Justin's not vibing it. Okay, we'll see. See Tayshia's journey to find love on ABC's The Bachelorette on Tuesday night. Still ahead, it's the heated debate we have at this time of every single year. Cheesy holiday movies. Do we love them or do we hate them? You guys know where I stand on this one. We just started November, but the Hallmark Channel is already 2 weeks into their countdown to Christmas. They started rolling out their 40 new holiday movies a full week before Halloween. And Netflix just dropped the trailer for their newest holiday film, The Princess Switch, Switched Again, starring Vanessa Hudgens. Watch this.
I have a great idea.
You want us to do what?
Switch back.
You said you needed more time with Kevin.
Do you really think we could pull it off? Again.
What could possibly come between two people who look at each other like that?
Presenting Lady Fiona Pembroke.
Maggie Moo.
Oh, double chin, that's a delete.
Here we go.
Vanessa Hudgens is definitely working for her paycheck in this film. She plays three different characters. All right, do you love cheesy holiday movies or hate them?
No, I'm much more of a Family Stone kind of guy. Like, I like a sad but uplifting ending.
Oh, okay.
I like a reason to eat. You know what I mean? So I need something to throw me into that depression to justify the calories.
Skews a little bit more adult. I mean, I'm getting more into it as of late. I think it's fun. Also, like, with us just staying home all the time, like, you kind of, you know, beggars can't be choosers. So I'll watch whatever.
I live for this. I'm obsessed with cheesy Christmas movies. I was well aware when Hallmark started the countdown. I had already started watching the Christmas movies. This is like my favorite thing. Like I said, if we're going to put up the tree, we've already got it planned out. We'll turn on Hallmark and it's going to be a whole thing. Like this makes me happy. This is like one of my stress relievers. Like if I'm having a terrible day, Shannon will just be like, here, have some wine. I'll turn on Hallmark and just relax.
That's so
like
nice.
This way of like, you clearly need some time. And I'm like,
wine.
Thank you. That's going to make everything better. And it does.
She uses really that as an excuse.
And I'm really excited about Vanessa Hudgens because it kind of reminds me of like Parent Trap. It's the Princess Switch 2, Switched Again. It's on Netflix November 19th. And I'm excited. She's just so beautiful.
Well,
she really
funny,
is.
Like that Hallmark started this like 3 weeks ago. Like I'm like, is Kyle Richards working at Hallmark right now? Yes. Just kicking off Christmas in the middle of October?
Yeah. Well, Kyle's not the only one. You know, a lot of people are just ready to get in the mood and the Christmas movies are a part of the season.
Right?
So it just, it fits good. All right.
Yeah.
That's 100%. It for us today. Make sure you watch the E! People's Choice Awards this weekend. The fun begins at 7 p.m. on Sunday with E! Live from the red carpet. You can check out the Live from the E! Stream starting at 8, and then the show starts at 9 o'clock right here on E! You do not want to miss it. Tomorrow is a huge day on Daily Pop. We're talking babies, romance, and jealousy with the Bella Twins. Plus, JoJo Siwa tells us about the wild night that she wants to have with Lady Gaga and Miley Cyrus. Have a great day, everyone. We will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.